This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. College basketball will be a little bit more sedate next year. After 24 years of coaching the Temple Owls, John Chaney is quitting. NPR's Mike Pesca looks back at Coach Chaney's colorful career.
He never won a national title. He never even made a Final Four. But John Chaney was truly a giant of college basketball. His teams were often called good, once or twice thought of as great or at least top-ranked. But the word always associated with a Chaney team was headache. Any opposing coach would gulp hard if he saw the word Temple on the schedule. It seemed that Chaney's version of a perfect final score wasn't that different from Vince Lombardi's, something like his team 7, opponent 0. The Temple Owls slowed it down, grinded it out, jumped into the passing lanes, broke up fast breaks, worked the ball, missed more than they made, and did everything to assure that their opponents did a little worse than they did. Chaney believed in old-fashioned values like church, family, and hard work. Hard work. His practices routinely began at 5:30 a.m., which accomplished a few things. One, it toughened up his team. Two, as Chaney pointed out, it gave them the rest of the day to actually be student athletes. And three, and Chaney knew this and embraced it, it dissuaded the most talented high school players from attending Temple. In a press conference today, Chaney pointed to his players, saying that they were his legacy.
But ever since I came here, 50 years old, maybe the second day, somebody kept asking me, how long are you going to be here? So it's 24 years, and the legacy is always going to be you. You, and you.
Chaney's voice is usually raspier than that, and his tone was often less temperate. One time he stormed into a press conference given by a rival coach, John Calipari, and threatened him to a fight. Sports writer and NPR Morning Edition commentator John Feinstein assesses Chaney's impact on the game.
His intensity will be remembered. His emotions will be remembered. I think the tape of the incident with John Calipari will be shown whenever people talk about him, as will some of his other tirades, because that's a big part of John Chaney. But I think we'll also remember that he was a guy who was never afraid to take on an issue, always stood up for his athletes, and I think always stood up for African-Americans in coaching.
Want to know John Chaney's legacy? Ask the Akron Zips. They travel to Philadelphia tomorrow to play Temple in the second-tier National Invitation Tournament. You know they gulped hard when they saw the draw. Temple, John Chaney, headache. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.